The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So, what is the centurion asking for today? Anyone? He's asking for healing for his servant, right? Yeah? All right, so what does he say in reply? After Jesus says, "Okay, I'm going to come and heal your servant," what does the centurion say? Yeah. Yeah, that he's not worthy to have Jesus enter his house. And that's the important part. Enter into his house. If you notice in the first reading, there's a bit about house. And in the responsorial psalm, it's like we go joyfully into the house of the Lord. We're going to the God's house. So this idea of house is going on in all of our readings today. So let's think about our own house, our own home. What happens when, well, especially for kids, for you guys' age, what happens when your parents' friends are coming over, or your grandparents are coming over, or you clean? What are some things you clean? Your room, kitchen. What do you clean? The living room? Your room. What else do you clean? Yeah. The dining room. Anyone ever have to get the cobwebs in the corner? Yeah. What about, I don't know, cleaning the baseboards, like the thing along the base of the wall? Yeah, I've had to do that before in my house. Scrub the walls because, you know, like the light switch, you know, we've touched it and on and off, grubby hands as children, and then it just kind of gets all dirty. And so it's like, oh no, you've done it, you clean it up. Okay, fine, whatever. But so there's a lot of cleaning going on and preparation and everything, right, when we're working towards this. Do you guys ever enjoy it, the cleaning? No, we usually don't. It's not something that we get particularly amount of joy from. There's no dopamine that's released when we're actually cleaning. It's just kind of like, oh, it sucks, we got to clean, but you got to do it. And when you're at the age of your parents are today, then you're going to make your kids clean to prepare for your friends coming over, for your guests. It's just a natural cycle. It's been going on for thousands of years. Just accept it. But the thing is, we don't enjoy cleaning. How much less do we enjoy cleaning and preparing for our Lord? Because we're not naturally inclined to want to clean even our own souls. But out of obedience and out of discipline, it's something that the church calls us to prepare our house, our bodies, to receive our Lord. Does that, the phrase that the centurion said, doesn't that sound familiar? What is it? Where do we hear it? Right before we receive communion. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." We say this at every Mass, and we've been saying this at every Mass for 2,000 years, ever since the centurion himself said it, and we started doing Mass back in the catacombs back in 2,000 years ago. So, but we prepare our house, we prepare our soul. So especially during Advent, during this time of preparation, What are some things that we can do to actually prepare our souls, to prepare ourselves to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and for his coming, whether Christmas or the second coming? Go to Mass, yeah? We can go to Mass as a way to prepare. What else can we do? Pray, yeah. Setting up a solid schedule of prayer is another way that we can start to improve and start to clean out our souls and get out the cobwebs and all that stuff. There was another hand over here. No. What else can we do?
Sacrament of confession.
Confession. Thank you, Mr. Bengford. That's exactly what I was waiting for. I swear he's not a plant. All right, so confession. Who here has been to confession within the last year? Anyone? Okay, so we're going to get something set up for you guys soon so that you can go. All right, I know confession is sometimes scary. I know there's a lot of anxiety around confession, having to go and tell a priest everything you've done. And while, yes, physically we are telling the priest, it's not the priest that we're telling. It's Jesus Christ. The priest is acting in the person of Christ. Our theology tells us, our beliefs tell us, our faith tells us that when we go to confession, we are speaking directly to Jesus Christ. And when the priest utters the words of absolution, God the Father of mercy, through the death and resurrection of your Son, has reconciled the world to himself. I absolve you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is Jesus Christ himself absolving our sins, forgiving us, and giving us the grace to move on, to go forward, and to start over again. There's a phrase that St. Jose Maria Escriva uses to describe the sacrament of confession, and he calls it the Sacramento de Alegría. Anyone know what that means? Any Spanish speakers here? No. It means the sacrament of happiness. I can't tell you how many times I've been to confession, like worried and like, oh, like I'm nervous because like I have all these sins that I got to get off my chest, but I'm afraid to tell the priest. But when I get in there, I'm shown nothing but kindness and love and caring. And then I receive, even as a priest, receiving the words of absolution, receiving that grace of freedom and healing. It's a moment of joy to know that I am forgiven and that I'm right with God, and that it doesn't matter what I've done in the past, it's like a new day, a new dawn. I don't know. So hopefully we can get something set up for you guys. If not, Tuesday nights, if you can convince your parents to take you, or Saturday mornings, if you can convince your parents to take you, we're always here. Stop in. But the reason that I wanted to mention this is because it ties into the house. Confession is a way to clear the cobwebs, to clean the baseboards, to set the dinner table, to get ready for the coming of our Lord. And that's all this month is about. Christmas is about a month away. Christmas is the day that we celebrate the coming of Christ into the world, the incarnation, the birth of Christ, everything. But it's also time to prepare right now. 4 weeks we have to get ready for our Lord's coming. So I encourage you to do it, whatever it takes. Prayer, Mass, confession. Get ready for the Lord because he's coming.